Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to the Big Party Show podcast, people. It's a big show. We got those VIP passes to Omaha Whiskey Fest, and we have a winner. So basically what's going on, Omaha Whiskey Fest is happening on October 4th, all things whiskey, all right? And so we have VIP tickets, as I said. But on Wednesday, it's Whiskey Wednesday, what'll happen is we'll give you that keyword, and you just do what you did. You just go to bigpartyshow.com, powered by Blythewood Creative, hit the contest page, and then... just put the keyword in and you can win your way into Omaha Whiskey Fest. Pretty simple, pretty easy. So, good luck. And when do you want to announce the name, Molly? Want me to do it right now and just get it out?
Let's do it right now.
All right.
You want to keep them on tender hooks?
Tender hooks?
Tender? I don't know.
Explain tender hooks to me.
It's a thing, I think. I think it's...
It's a thing, right? Tender hooks? I don't know.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, look it up and I'll get the name. Tender hooks.
Hold on a second. I know I didn't make it up.
I've never heard of that before. Tender hooks. Okay, while you're looking it up, Kayla Peterson, congratulations. Woo! You're going to have some whiskey. So you got a pair of tickets, VIP. And they're golden tickets. These are really good tickets. But go to omahawhiskeyfest.com. For any information, or you can buy tickets there as well. But we do have another pair of tickets, a VIP. All right. So Wednesday, Whiskey Wednesday, that is the time and that is the day. All right.
It's tenter hooks. And it means in a state of nervous suspense or anxious anticipation,
waiting
to find out what will happen next. It refers to sharp hooked nails on a tenter, a frame used for textiles. And I guess that used to be the idea that you stretch a piece of fabric and it's like being emotionally strained.
All right. So it's tenter hooks.
T-E-N-T-E-R hooks.
Tenter hooks. And you said tender. You said tender, right?
I said tender. I guess. Okay. I mean, it's close.
I like the word tender, though. I like it.
Tender. So soft. Soft hooks.
I'm not gonna lie, I do
I feel so tender hooks. Anyway, apparently learning something new already, right out of the gate.
All right, motivational Monday, let's get motivated, people. Here we go.
Good morning, you feisty bucket of badassery. I hope you're ready to suckle on this day's sweet, sweet nectar. In case you were wondering, it tastes like winning, because that's what's in store for you today. So take a big old sippy sip of that golden brown success juice, polish them pearly whites, and go dance into this day like no one's watching. Pitter patter, let's get at her.
There you
go. Pitter patter, let's get at her. I like that.
Pitter patter, let's get at her. That's right. What did he said? Suckle. You don't hear the word suckle much, do you?
No. Mm-mm. No, suckle is, yeah, that's.
Is that a baby term? The baby's like suckling? I'm a suckler. I don't know. A lot of questions today. It's dumb question day. No dumb questions today.
I know. You're already asking a bunch.
I know. Just stupid answers or no answers at all. All right. So, hey, great weekend. We all know, and Nebraska fans or whatever, you got the Huskers. That was an ass whooping. And then you have Crawford, the Crawford fight, who beat down Canelo. What a great fight. What a great fight that was. He just, I was telling Wylene after watching it again, because I watched it the next day, that even if Canelo went 15 rounds or came back for a rematch, there's no way.
Really?
Crawford is a fantastic. He's just the best boxer. He handled him like he was playing with his food. I just don't think there's anyone that can beat him at all. Crawford is a world champion. He's one of a kind. People will be talking about him forever. So what he pulled off, it took a lot of effort, of course, but he's just that good, Molly. It's such a great. Did you watch it at all?
Well, on Monday we always have the we started having the segment of the thing I fell asleep to this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's
thing
one of them.
This was it.
That was a
I
long
saved
day
it for Saturday
yeah.
night.
Okay.
I tried, and I woke up and they were handing him the belt, the ring belt, that he won. And I saw it was like I Van Winkled myself. Like 1 minute I'm watching Mario Lopez talking to Mark Wahlberg about the belt. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing it being handed to Terrence Crawford.
What is
that? Full circle.
Yes, she did. I fought it off and stayed up. Yeah, that was weird, though. Mario Lopez.
I know. It was so strange. And he's like, hey. And Mark Wahlberg's like, I know both of these guys.
Yeah.
And so, and he's like, you know, I'm pulling for both of them. I know both of them. And then Mario's like, well, who do you want to win? He's like, dude, I just said I know both of them. Like, I'm not getting that call. Like,
yeah. Yeah, what a deal. I know. There's an announcer on. You can watch it on Netflix commercial free. It just rolls right through the whole thing.
I had commercials.
It. Well, it was commercials last when it was live.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. So then afterward. All right. I see what you're saying.
It's commercial.
So I had to sit through commercials, which is so annoying because you're like, I'm already paying for Netflix. Why are you showing me commercials?
Yeah. I wonder how much money. I mean, there were over 70,000 people in that stadium. There were no hiccups with streaming like there was with the Tyson and Jake Paul. They showed Jake Paul and everyone booed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being that guy?
Where people are like upset that you're getting any amount of time.
Yes.
Like,
and then they showed Tyson right after him. And then, everybody got all crazy. And then who was there? Mr. Beast was sitting ringside next to Jason Statham. Which it had to be pretty bizarre too, because Mr. Beast kind of a nerd.
Yeah, you know, he's totally.
No one, I don't know who knows exactly who he is. I know that a lot of people do.
Oh, tons of people know. My son is like, he used to have like gear and stuff. I mean, it was like a whole thing.
He used to?
Yeah, he doesn't anymore. I mean, he outgrew it and he didn't ask for more. But there was a point where, I mean, he wanted a Mr. Beast sweatshirt for Christmas and he was like sending us links. I'm like, really? I had to go to like a merch store. It was the first time I ever went to a merch store. I was like, what am I buying?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well.
So he wanted that. And he had like a Mr. Beast t-shirt. And and he wore it like all the time. And he actually lost his Mr. Beast t-shirt on a plane. And he didn't tell us. Because I was like, I haven't seen it in the laundry in a while. He's like, really? I don't know. And finally, he came clean. He's like, I left it on the plane when we came back. I'm like, mother.
He came clean.
He did. Because I was like, I have not seen this. He wore it all the time.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he just wasn't. And all of a sudden, it wasn't in the laundry and he wasn't wearing it. And so I was like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know, man.
Left it on the plane. Hey, we got an email.
And finally, he's like, I left it on the plane.
We got an email from Katie at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We talked about taco pizzas and you'd made a comment. It's a two-parter, actually. She's saying that the best taco pizza in town is at Oscar's in Casey's. And then someone else emailed, and I don't have that name, but anyway, they suggested this because remember we said it doesn't carry over to the next day.
Yeah.
She said, get this lettuce on the side.
Oh.
I've never even thought of that.
Genius. Because the only thing I was thinking of after our conversation was, you know how you can get those iceberg shredded lettuce in the bag at the store.
Yep.
The only thing I was thinking is that if you took the shredded lettuce off of the pizza and stored it that way and then put your own shredded lettuce on later.
Yes.
This is even better asking for it on the side.
Yes.
I love shredded lettuce.
So do I.
Love it. I have a bag of it in my house like all the time.
We do too. The problem is that if we're not into it, it'll go bad, but
it just
whatever.
Goes bad. Yeah. I know. But they're
shredded
like $1.
Lettuce. Yeah. It's cheap.
It's so cheap, but everyone's like, well, can't you just cut up your own iceberg lettuce? I was like, there's something about it already being cut. Like they shred it in a way where it's like, I can't get it that perfectly shredded.
No one can. Do you buy prepared stuff like that?
Not a lot. I don't like buy, like, you know, people will have, like, you'll go and you'll see. Have you seen it where it's like cut up celery, carrots, and onions, like the mise en place, mise en place. It's the onion, carrot, and celery combination. That's what it's called.
That's what that's called?
Mire en place.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was cut up veggies. Okay, another thing.
Another thing.
Big party's going to school today.
Where you mise en place is where you set out all the ingredients that you're going to use.
Okay.
So you have to set up, like, if you're working in a kitchen, they're like, you got to set up your mise en place.
Okay.
It's like everything has its place. And then you that way you can just, you don't have to stop and do one thing at a time. It's already all spread out for you, ready to go.
I do that all the time. Okay. I didn't know there was a term for that. All right. That's very nice. I learned, that's another word.
Another one.
Wow. Thank you, teacher. Teacher Molly. What I've been doing lately is I used to buy, like, because I like chicken thighs, right? Uh-huh. So I used to buy the skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I'm like, God, I'm spending so much money on just that. All it is one step. Just cut the damn chicken off the bone. So now I'm an expert at deboning chicken thighs. How weird is that?
Really?
That's what I do. That's what I do. I was at a Husker party this weekend, and they asked me, because my brother-in-law had to head to the store, and he was making something that involved chicken, and then Katie said, hey, Manuel wants to know if you can, you know, dice this chicken up. And I thought it was going to be I was like, yes.
Done. Hold on a second. Let me get my knife roll.
Yeah. Exactly. And by the way, get this, jorts.
Ching, ching,
ching. I wore jorts to the Husker party, and everybody was excited. They heard the podcast and was excited for my jorts. And
you got to share that photo. You sent me a photo, and I was terrified. And I told you that Wylene could text me if she needed any kind of, like, wifey support, where it's like, it's going to be okay. It's
she
just
didn't like
one
it.
Outfit.
She said, she said, if this is what you want to wear, this is what you wear.
She's so kind.
So we had to run and stop at Walmart, right? And I'm wearing my jorts, and I'm walking with pride. And I realized, and I said it to her, I said, Wylene, there's not another soul that I have seen in the store wearing jorts. I'm the only one.
She's like, don't you think that's suspicious? I mean, ground zero for jorts is Walmart. And the fact that you're not even seeing them there is pretty, like, that's the canary in the coal mine. That's when you know you're like, I might have gotten out over my fashion skis on this one.
Oh, no, it's great. I love them. And then so I showed up at the party, right, and wearing my jorts. And it was a conversation piece, of course. And then Manuel suggested, and that took me back to the youth. He said, roll them up tight. Oh, Wylene was like, cuff no. Them.
Cuff them. You're like, don't cuff them. Not better. Actually, so then, I think they'd be better cuffed, because right now they're just cut off. They're weird.
No, they're not. They are not better cut off. I mean, rolled up. It looks awful. It took me right back to the 80s. It really did.
You gotta do a Sam. Like, let's let the listeners decide. Let's do side by side pictures, cuffed or not cuffed, and let people vote on it, because that will that will educate us.
Okay.
Because obviously we don't know.
No, you don't.
Obviously,
you'd have to look it up. Yeah.
So I think that you should do side by side, put it on the Big Party Show socials, Facebook, Instagram, and let people vote on it.
Okay. All right. Deal. That is done. So, Michigan game is coming up. There's another game this weekend, and we're going to be hosting. And with so many conversations about the jorts, I asked everyone, because they're all of a certain age. I asked them all. I was like, do you have jorts? Do you have jorts?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everyone has jorts. Of course, except for her parents. So we're having a jort party. Please come.
No. I mean, I will, but can I mock people?
Yes, but you got to come in jorts.
You
got to come in jorts.
Those are some really nice jorts.
She can.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're having a jort party. Yeah, how fun
is
that?
I have jean shorts. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I have jean shorts. I think, Grace, do you have jean shorts? Yeah. Ladies have jean shorts. Men do not need jean shorts.
Well, it's back, so you have to accept
I'm
whether
sexist
or not.
When it comes to jeans. Yeah,
I think so. It sounds like
you're
it.
Like, how dare you limit me?
Yeah.
I don't cage my creativity.
Well, these jorts are one of a kind, and jort party coming at us. I know. I like them. They're comfortable. Normally, I wear like golf pants or golf shorts, you know, or some type of gym shorts. And so those shorts are naturally loose. What then learned about the jorts, because Wileen kept saying, you're not going to like them. It's going to be uncomfortable. The jorts is almost like a male version of yoga pants. Right. So it's tight. It's completely just hugging the buttocks nice and tight. So it feels good. What?
I don't know if it's supposed to.
You don't know if it's supposed to.
No. That might just be your juicy booty.
Oh, juicy booty.
Juicy booty's back.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, it's a joint party coming up.
Does football ever end?
Well, Molly, it just started. Really? Are we going to do this again? It's every year this happens.
Peter was watching wall-to-wall college football on Saturday. Like, it just never stopped.
Well,
we were going back and forth between the Nebraska game and the, what was it? It was Nebraska, and then there was the Wisconsin-Alabama game, and then there was the Northwestern.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they were playing. Oh, the Ducks.
Oregon.
The Oregon Ducks. I mean, seriously, like, I was like, this is, he's like, isn't it great? He's like, it's all day. And there's multiple ones. Like, we can go back and forth between commercials where it's like, let's check in with how the Illini are doing. I was like, why?
Well, this is it. This is the reason why. Okay.
Because
God loves us. No, because I'm the same way as Peter. I'm exactly the same way. So that's the reason why I give, you know, I don't complain about what's being watched through off season. Yeah. I watch whatever Wileen would like to watch. But once football season hits, because it's a short window, that's the reason why. When it gets, and it just started, Molly, you're in 3 weeks.
I know.
3 weeks and you're already complaining. It's like snow. It's like snow to you. So basically, as the season progresses, he'll watch less, right? Because there's a lot. There's a lot. But yeah, I'm the same way. You know, you become a football widow is what happens.
I mean, it's fine. It's just, it's so, you know, like, I made a point of like watching it with him. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to commit to
that's
this.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Never. Do you ask questions or anything or?
No.
Okay.
He's like, are you reading your book? Like, maybe. Because I've got a book on my phone. And he's like, you've been on your phone for quite some time. I was like, have I? I don't.
Wiling's
look
the same
at that
thing.
Team score. What? The one thing that was weird was one of the coaches yesterday, he was flipping out and he threw a folding chair.
Oh, he did? I don't know this. I didn't see this.
I think it was like the Alabama coach and he flipped out and threw, and he's screaming, like they're showing him on the sideline and he's just screaming at these kids and he throws a chair and then like they cut away later to like show the chair all smashed up over on the side. Like it was like a thing.
Okay.
Like that, it was weird. Like he was obviously lost his mind about whatever play it was that they just did.
I'm going to have to go back to it because I actually record every single college football game. So
shut up.
Do? I don't want to miss a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I record it all.
Wow.
100%.
I mean, Peter records the Bears game.
Okay. And I record every home, pro so, too. Yeah. Okay.
So they did Monday Night Football last week, the Bears. Uh-huh. And so he recorded it. And then I was downstairs doing something and I came up Tuesday night and I was like, are the Bears playing again? He's like, no, this is last night's game. I'm watching it again. I was like, did they lose? Like, why are you watching this again? You were screaming at the TV last night. This is not going to be better today. Like, what do you think? This is aged well? You're going to be less angry with the plays, how they went? Just ridiculous. I don't understand.
I'm the same way as Peter. I think most sports fans, especially football fans, will do that. Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't have that passion. I have passion about other things. For a brief window of time, we were between games, and I got him to watch the Halloween baking show.
Oh, God bless.
You would have thought. I mean, I seriously got 5 minutes. He's like, can
that's
we
torture.
Be done? I
that's
was like,
torture.
Yes, yeah. We can be done.
Can we be done? All right, we got to get to a couple of questions, but first we got to do What the Wyleen. All right, here we go. It's What the Wyleen.
Cole, I'm 31 years old, and I'm addicted to pony play.
Okay, quick drop. Oh, good pony. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Pony play is a form of costumed role play. You become an animal mentally and act accordingly.
Okay, Drafter. Forward you go.
Wow.
Drafter is what? My pony play character. Drafter is a very hardworking horse and
that's
really
all
enjoys
in.
Praise and treats. Being a pony is amazing. For me, this is probably the biggest source of happiness in my life.
Oh, God, the biggest source of happiness in her whole life.
Time to reevaluate. Time to take a quiz and find out why that's the only source of happiness. You're like, then you need to make some life changes now.
Pony play. Now, I've heard of furries. Right? We all have heard of furries. They're just walking around. This is a little bit different.
This is a different thing than this is like an elevated furry.
Yes. When you're walking.
There was apparently a furry. There was a woman who was dressed up like a cat in Korea at some grocery store harassing people. I was like, can you even imagine? You're there at the grocery store doing your shopping. And some random person who's like dressed up as a cat is like.
No,
like it was like some
actually.
News story. They're like, woman arrested for harassing people while in cat suit.
Well,
at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pony plays. That's elevated all day long. You're right. All right, we have a dumb question. You got any dumb questions lined
yes.
up real quick?
What is a completely ordinary smell that instantly brings back a memory for you? Like, what is something that when the minute you smell it, and it's not anything special, like it's not like, oh, when I smell that one kind of perfume, but like just something that comes up once in a while.
For me,
I thought of one for you.
What is it? What do you think it is? Because I know exactly what. Oh, my God. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding.
I was like, I read this and I was like, I bet he says skunk because that is like your one thing. Tell people why, though.
I like it because the reason why when I smell a dead skunk, for some reason, I don't mind the smell. I actually enjoy it. And it just makes me feel alive. But it reminds me of being in the Jeep going off camping with my dad and my brother on the dirt roads and stuff like that. And we would smell dead skunks, it seemed like, all the time, a lot. And so whenever I see or smell a dead skunk, It brings joy.
It transports you.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I remember that being your scent. I just didn't know why. I figured it had something because you're an outdoorsy guy. But that's so specific, that memory. Like, you smell that and you immediately go to that car with those people in that moment. Isn't it wild? I think scent memory is like so wild to me. It's like amazing how it keys in.
Yeah, because I don't know if I have anything else that takes me back. I'm sure I do, but the skunk thing is just so unique. Do you like the smell of skunk? I mean, it's a dumb question.
I don't mind it.
Okay,
I don't mind it. Like, it's not like one of those. It doesn't bother me. It makes me think of camping and outdoorsy things too, because that's usually the only time. But I mean, there's like the general smells, right? Like people, you smell grass clippings, you think of summer, you smell like that. There's that certain smell in the air when it's turning into fall. You know what I'm saying? Like where it's like that leaves and chimney smoke. There's that. Then there's the smell of like snow things. There are specific like smells where you're like,
snow has a scent. I didn't even know.
Yes.
I need to pay attention this winter.
Oh, yeah. Like when it snows and you go outside and there's just that wet crisp. There's just something about the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or like you go to the mountains and you step outside and you can just like smell the snow. It does have a scent to me.
Okay.
I mean, it's not odorless.
Well, what's yours? I know you had talked about your mom's perfume.
Mine is weird. Okay, so that's different. Mine, the knee-jerk reaction I have is I love the smell of gasoline fumes.
I do, too.
I
do, too.
It.
Yeah.
And there's something about it, like, it's such a weird, specific smell, and it immediately transports me to the car that I had, the first car that I ever had when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Gassing up that car. Like, I immediately go back to that body, that car, that specific memory. It was warm outside, so it's different because, like, gasoline smells different depending on if it's hot out or cold out or whatever. And this was, like, summertime. And gassing up and getting ready to go out for a fun night out and gassing up the car before you went to pick up your friends.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the smell and the memory.
With gasoline, there's two different smells because, you know, there's filling it up, and I always fill it up.
Yes.
And there's also being in the car and smelling it from the inside.
Yes.
And that's the smell that I don't get to smell anymore because I'm filling it up. But I do recall my being in the back seat and my parents filling up the gas tank, and you can smell it. Yeah, you can smell it. Yeah, that is a good smell.
It is. There's something about it. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm sure we're not alone. There is something very specific about the smell of gasoline.
Yes. There's so many weird smells out there. I mean, this is going to be probably gross to you. But remember, when I got COVID, my smell kind of changed a little bit.
Yes.
Like tequila, my dog, when she farts, I kind of enjoy the smell. It's the weirdest thing.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. It's a unique smell.
So broken. Like, you're broken.
Why? Because I enjoy a dog fart? It's just...
Listen to the words coming out of your mouth. Say them again.
Enjoy.
And truly listen.
A dog fart. Ahead.
Enjoy a dog fart. Yep.
I don't know you what it is.
And you mean it.
I do. I mean it 100%. A dog fart. Her broken. Farts. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll just leave it at that. What other weird smells? All right. So we have gasoline. We have dog farts. We have skunk. I don't like the scent of a dead animal. I don't like that.
Well, who would? I mean,
That's with the weird thing. Speaking of which, real quick, I was talking to my nephew CJ and Carly. We're talking about dissecting a frog.
Yeah,
because I was cutting up that chicken and I just mentioned something. I'm like, it's kind of warm chicken. It makes me feel like I'm dissecting a live animal. Anyway, they said, you've never dissected a frog? I go, no, I haven't actually. I never did dissect anything. And they said that they not only, okay, so they, you know what they did? This is younger people. They not only dissected a frog, but they also took a baby pig, a deceased one, you know, put it outside. Are you familiar with this?
Put it outside. No, not the outside. I mean, I know that they do.
It's
why do they put it outside?
To let it decay. And rot.
What is it, a corpse farm? Where do they go to school?
I don't know.
Mortuary?
That's what I was going to ask.
This is the Wednesday. This is the deep cuts on Wednesday Addams from Netflix. They're like, yeah, we leave it outside.
Yeah, that was their lesson. That was their class lesson. They're learning about decay of an animal.
I want to talk to that teacher on parent-teacher night. I want to be like, are you a serial killer?
All right. So BPS Crasher. @gmail.com is how you can reach out to us on any of these things. I've never heard of it. That's why I just wanted to bring that up to you. But anyway, back to bad smells versus good smells. Is there anything else that's weird? I mean, my thing is what? Skunk, dog farts.
Yeah.
Yours is gasoline.
I mean, I have gasoline. I'm trying to think of like...
Bleach?
No, I'm not particularly... That there's no... trigger memory with bleach.
Okay.
All right. Are you kidding me? Yeah. It takes me back to when I was killing people, cleaning up crime scenes. Lots of bleach. So many fond memories. Duct tape. Yes. Just the ripping sound brings me back.
Screaming. Yes.
Oh, the screams. Yes. Such good memories.
All right. So there's nothing else.
I couldn't think of anything else. Okay, gasoline was like the one thing that just laser focused. I am a scent memory person, though.
Yeah.
I get so excited. There's a certain smell in the air when it comes to fall, and it just absolutely makes me giddy. Like, I just like wiggle. Like, I'm like, it's here. Like, I seriously, like, I'm just like, yeah.
All right. I have one right here. What's the weirdest food you eat with mayonnaise?
Nothing.
You don't eat mayonnaise.
Anything with, yeah. Dumb question.
Hey, these are no dumb questions.
No dumb questions.
Yeah.
But for me, nothing. What do you eat with mayonnaise?
Yeah, everything. I mean, I put them on hot dogs if I want to.
Really?
Yeah, I dip them in French fries for sure, 100%. It's weird because when I grew up in Germany, that's how they served the fries.
Yeah.
With it's a different type
in
of
Europe,
mayonnaise
they do
in
that.
Europe. Mm-hmm. But I can't find or even know what that mayonnaise is because it's not the same thing.
No.
So there's some kind of specific mayonnaise they use there. I
you can
it
buy
is.
It at the store, like the European mayonnaise.
I can't find it. I've looked. Maybe I need to just look harder. So yeah, you don't even eat mayonnaise.
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah. That like for me is like a non-starter. I don't even know. Hot dogs? Hot yes. dogs and mayonnaise. The two things that I'm like, no and no.
No and no on that one. All right, another quick question regarding mayonnaise. This is part two of it, actually. Is it okay. rude to ask for mayo at a fancy restaurant? There's a lot of mayo questions here. I mean, if you want mayo, go get your mayo, right?
I mean, I having worked in a restaurant, mm-hmm. there's nothing that you can ask for that we won't bring to you if you want it. You know
if
what
you
I mean?
Have like, it. What's yeah. the weirdest thing that somebody's asked for at a restaurant? Mm-hmm. Is there anything in... That's a weird question.
Yeah, that's no, I'm trying question. To think like, well, it's a hard, because it was so long ago. Like, there's nothing that stands out where it's like, oh, the one thing that I worked in a high-end seafood restaurant.
Okay.
And the one thing that was always tough was somebody would order lobster, but they would want it shelled. So like they didn't want to sit there and do the work. They wanted the kitchen to take out all the meat and just put it on a plate.
You can do that. I guess I've never in a million years ever thought of that, because if I was ever to get crab legs, and that's the reason why I don't get crab legs ever, it's because I don't like shelling crab legs. It feels like
it
takes forever. Okay. I never knew that. That's good news.
But having to go back to the kitchen, you're like, hi, can you take all the meat out of this? They're like, are you kidding me? Because I mean, keep in mind, a kitchen is busy.
Uh-huh.
It's labor intensive to take the meat out of something. Yes, you can ask for it. Yes, we will do it. But it's an ask. Like you think it's work getting the meat out? It's still work for the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I guess, you're right.
That's the thing. Like when you come back and you're like, slide,
but
can you take all this out?
You would think, though, that you guys are experts back there.
It still takes time. I mean, and depending on it's still labor intensive. There's no magic wand that just gets all the meat out. I mean, you got to pull it out. You got to get it. And then they're like, well, do they want all the gross stuff? You know, because remember, like in lobsters, there's all like the icky brains and stuff like that. They're like, do they want everything? I'm like, I highly doubt it. If they're asking you to shell it, I don't think they want any of the gross stuff.
Do you eat the gross stuff, Molly?
No.
My mother, we'd go crabbing, and my mother would, she would eat everything of the crab.
Yeah.
Everything. The gross stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me. I mean, given what you've told me about your household and how your mom was as a cook, it doesn't surprise me that, I mean, she was waste not, want not. I mean,
yeah, she would eat eyeballs. I mean, I do remember one time we're at the dinner table and she cooked a whole fish. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to taste the eyeball. And I do remember her plucking that eyeball out and eating it down. I'm like, okay.
Such fond childhood memories.
Yes, I do.
I would have starved at your house.
I'm shivering. The cow's tongue was the best, though. That's for sure. You know, we have Employee of the Month, by the way. Today's Employee of the Month.
Is it?
Yes. When do you want to find out? Put it this way. I'll just say this. There's a first time for everything.
Yeah.
There's a first time for everything. Uh-huh. Yes.
Let's save it for the end of the show. I want to have a nice time before things get.
Okay. All right. We're into fall. Awkward. What's going on with the advent calendar? What's happening?
Well, no. First, I want to tell you about this fall trend. So we're getting into fall season, Mm-hmm. And I came across this guy. He has the most inspirational take on how to go into fall if you're a lady.
If you're a lady.
Yeah, failed okay. bikini season, but you're about to crush hoodie and legging season, all right? That's the beauty of fall. Summer is for people with discipline, and fall is for people with personality. Right? Nobody's checking abs when everyone looks like a cozy burrito. Right? You're no longer going to get by with your six-pack. You got to talk now. You got to be interesting. This is our time. This is when we thrive.
Very true.
I was like, I feel seen.
Yeah, that is so true.
All of us personality people just want to get past the abs.
Gosh, abs. Okay, well, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, summertime is crunch time. If you've got a killer beach body, you're loving every minute of getting to show that off. But if you're just white knuckling it till you can finally get back to jeans and sweatshirts, it can't come soon enough. Like, I was so excited when that fall weather came early. I was like, yes,
I'm in camp.
Feel it.
I'm in camp with you. Cause I mean, when we have a pool, I try not to go shirtless as much as possible. You know, and that's cause I don't have the abs. And as we learned in the last podcast, I have these rock hard nipples also. So
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So let's say it is what
but
it
you
is.
Topless when it's just you and Wylene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm topless too when I'm just not laying by the pool topless. I don't.
Well,
do
I mean,
that.
You're not tanning. Well, yeah. I mean, that would be like I'm out sunbathing. I mean,
I haven't sunbathed in so many years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who in this conversation is like, you know what I have the time to do is just lay out by the pool, sunbathe. Oop, set a timer. It's time to flip.
Isn't that funny how that works? I mean, you grow up going and sitting and tanning and doing all that stupid stuff. But then you get to an age where you're like underneath an umbrella. I mean, you're a never sun person. So
no.
Okay. All right.
So I used to hang out. My girlfriends, they would go down to Platte River. They'd go to Two Rivers and we'd go out on the sandbars. They'd be, you know, totally laying out, and I would sit there and I seriously looked like I was from the Addams Family. Like, I was just like, I was covered, long sleeves. Like, I was just like
on a sandbar.
I hated it. I was like, oh, they're like, let's go out to the, I'm like, no, this is a horrible way to spend an afternoon. It's terrible. Well, listening to music and just doing nothing but flipping through magazines. And like, I'm sitting there reading Dracula and they're sitting there reading, taking Cosmo, like Hippie really likes you.
Yeah. So what's the big deal with the advent deal calendar?
They're already out. I mean, okay. Here it is. It's fall. Like, we're finally in pumpkin spice season and they're already like selling out. These are high end advent calendars though.
I have
these
never owned one.
These are not cheap. So, okay. Like, we usually get them for the kids, but we get, like, those dollar ones that they have at Aldi. These are, like, the high-end ones where, to me, they feel like their own Christmas present.
Okay.
Like, it would be, like, if I got one of these. I mean, there's one where it's a 12-day, this high-end candle. It's Voluspa candles. They're really nice. It's okay. $175 for a 12-day candle.
And correct me, Advent calendars are for Christmas, correct?
Yes. Advent, okay. Leading up to Christmas.
Yeah. Why would it be out now? You know what, Molly? Because everything is out right now. If you walk to any store, you'll see Halloween, you'll see candy, and then next to that is Christmas trees and Christmas gifts. I mean, everything's just now.
Everything.
So, okay, that doesn't surprise me that the Advent calendars is out then. Okay.
I'm just blown away by like how expensive they are. I mean, you've got like the Sephora one that's valued at $372 that's selling for $127. An advent calendar for $127.
Seems like a waste of money.
I mean,
to me.
It's like, that's why I'm saying it's its own gift.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I would be like, Merry Christmas. Here's your advent calendar.
Exactly. I mean, that's a gift.
Yes, when you're spending $100 on Anthropologie to get whatever little knickknacks and jewel. I mean, I love Anthropology, but $100 at Anthropology, that's your gift. That's not it like, hey, and then on Christmas, there'll be something else. I'll be like, oh, no. You got your gift right after Thanksgiving when I gave you your advent calendar.
Absolutely. And by the way, advent calendars, if they don't, you can't repurpose these things.
You can get wooden ones that you can like fill it up every year.
Okay.
The one advent calendar that I've gotten, and again, it's like $100 or whatever, is the wine one from like Costco.
Well, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
Because you're getting 25 mini bottles of wine. Like they're like half bottles of wine. So it's worth it.
I should find a tequila one.
They probably have it. They have all sorts of ones. I mean, seriously, if you go online right now and look for a tequila advent calendar, it exists. There's something out there for everyone. You like socks? There's 25 days of socks. You like chocolate? Fine. Really? Shave Club? I mean, 25 days of Shave Club stuff. They're for everything. It is bananas.
Okay, so you said socks.
Yes.
Wyleen loves super soft socks.
Okay.
So that's what I should gift her. Is it
advent calendar? Sure. Different socks every day. Weird. Woo! What's this one going to be? So cute. Like, okay. I don't know who needs like 25 pairs of socks, but sure. Usually with those, though, I will say this. They're usually the 12 days of Christmas.
I'm just looking at it right now. 24 pairs of Christmas socks, advent calendar.
There you go.
But those are stupid. I need soft. Otherwise, they're just, like you said, they're just, I'll find it.
You can even do your own.
Ooh, I can do my own. Look at that.
You know what I mean?
Nothing to do.
Yeah. Wrap those up. You're like, pick one. One pair per day. You get to pick. She's like, this is so, we've really come to a point in our marriage where we're trying to spice things up. Socks. But I mean, if you are a cigar smoker.
Okay. That makes sense.
There is a cigar advent calendar. If you've got pets, they've got doggy treat advent calendars where every day your dog can be gifted a new treat. For cats, David, Murray, we could get advent calendars for them. And then every day is like some new toy, new treat. It's bananas. Like it's gone crazy. And it's so funny because there are people who get advent calendars. I'm like, do you even know what advent is?
Exactly.
They're like the time that you get calendars. Yeah. Like to count down to Christmas. Like, fail.
Well,
get an advent calendar. You don't even know what it's for.
Tell us. Tell everybody that doesn't know, because I'm sure there are people that don't know. And now you're going to
do your homework. Do the heavy lifting. Are you kidding me? This is all about you and your spiritual journey. If you don't know what advent is, then this is your time to check it out before you go buying a $300 calendar to celebrate something you don't even know anything about.
I guarantee there's a lot of people that just buy them because they think it is a countdown to Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee that because that's the way it looks.
Your pastor or your priest or your whatever is like just like, where did I go wrong? How do you not know about this?
Exactly.
Leading up to the baby Jesus.
All right. When are we doing Employee of the Month?
Whoop, whoop. You're just chomping at the bit to do whoop, this. Whoop.
Hey, it's your first time for everything, you know.
So you're saying.
Yeah, there's a first time for everything. I figured you'd be excited. Gracie, I don't know if you know this.
Why would I be excited?
She's going against Toilet Papy. He's the one that the little toilet paper thing that gives us poop facts of the day and also
terrible
poop word of the day. And then we have Jordy, which is my pair of jorts that I had bought. And then the next person, Mayo Man. Mayo Man is is a specimen. I don't even understand that stuff right there. Terrifying. I should find if there's a like a mustard man or something. It's a weird thing to to do that. And then of course there's Molly. Who's in you've been in the running since day one, and that's just the way it is. You know.
Go so ahead and do it. I know you're excited. You keep bringing, you keep circling back to it like a turd in a toilet.
Anyway, those
just
are
keep like just flush already.
Flush already. Here we go. Employee of the month. There's me for April. There's Super Gracie for May.
She deserves it every month.
Peter Coffee for June. Oh, Murray, July. There's tequila in August. There's September. First time for everything. Mailman and Molly. Wow. It was a tie. You're sharing the
with Mayo Man?
Mayo Man and Molly. The votes are in. Like I said, there's a first time for everything. And there was a definite tie. What do you want me to do? I can't. You got to earn. I mean, you've earned it. So did Mayo Man. And everybody voted. And I mean, I was surprised at how many people voted for Jordy. I was like, okay, you guys don't even know Jordy all that well.
If I would have lost to Jordy, that would have just been more than I could possibly, like, I'd have to quit. Like, I think I would have to be like, I tender my resignation.
Okay. So there you go.
Is my shirt in the mail?
We don't have a shirt for that. It's we have a shirt for Employee of the Month.
I am
shared. No, you're shared. 50-50. Sorry.
Well, don't we both get t-shirts then?
No, unless it says shared. We'd have to get those made, like shared Employee of the Month. Co-Employee of the Month.
Co-employee of the month. How can you have two? Somebody wins.
You both won.
We need to have a runoff is what we need to have. Because there can only be one.
There can only be one.
It's like Highlander.
It's like Highlander. There can only be one. You're shared. You're co thing. And we unfortunately, we don't have merch that it specifies that. It's a very rare occasion to actually have two people win Employee of the Month, because hence the title Employee of the Month, not employees.
So it's almost like September didn't even have an Employee of the Month.
No, don't be like that. It's a shared.
I don't share. Mine.
Yep. All mine. Well, congratulations. Man. Well,
I feel so let down by the listeners.
I mean, best employee of the month, September. This is how legends are made. There you go. Shared best employee of the month. You're a winner.
And then these pictures that you have of me.
Shared Mayo Man. Shared Best Employee of the Month. Co-Employee of the Month. Mayo Man and Molly. Well, Molly, photos, that's all on you. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you're not going to ever take a picture with your face, then I or whoever's in charge of getting this all put together, which, by the way, that person is amazing person, Employee of the Month candidate right there, because that's some quality, quality production for this podcast or any podcast. Any podcast would be very happy to have that person handling that type of content.
Yes.
So.
Whoever that person may be. Yes. Whoever that is. That person's amazing. If you do say so, you're...
I'm just saying. Yeah. But yeah, congratulations, best employee of the month.
Thanks.
Hey, there's always next month, you know.
There is.
You're like the share. You're a sharing individual and Mayo man, and you hate Mayo. God, what a thing
wow.
to
of
share.
All people to share with. God, it's almost like an inside job.
Hey, it's not. It's all based on merit and voting and all that stuff. So, all right, we're going to leave you. All right, don't forget, Wednesday we're going to hit the A-list. And then also we're going to give you the next keyword to win VIP tickets to Omaha Whiskey Fest and merch. We want you to – we have new merch coming out, by the way. Yeah, it'll be fun. But you can get your merch right there at bigpartyshow.com.
So and if you want to thank Bikewood Creative for creating the amazing website in which you will be submitting for your chance to win Whiskey Fest tickets. So think Bikewood Creative as your own creative team. They've been around since 2015. They even did the website for Omaha Whiskey Fest, which we've got VIP tickets for. You can go to bythewoodcreative.com to learn more.
Okay. Do you need any motivation to kick off the next day or two? Or
I always
what?
Love it. Yeah, if you've got it.
Okay. Last but not
next
least.
Next time you see yourself as a failure, remember these wise words. Nuh-uh.
I didn't realize I was a chicken nugget. Nuh-uh.